doing it to help people. There's a meaning to it. The website, the job, they're not about me. They're about you. I help people buy cars. I help them buy a fucking car. And then they tell their friends, oh shit, go talk to this guy. He saved me a shitload of money. So it's all for that, right? For that goal, to help you guys. Look, I know there's better ways to do this whole auto buying coach nonsense. I could just help people buy cars, do it for them, do it the easy way, right? Stay out of this, tell me what car you want, I'll go find the best deal and buy the car for you, and I'll bring it to your house and give you the keys, and you give me my money and I leave, and that's it. I made money, cool, peace, tell your friends. Autobuyingcoach.com. Autobuyingcoach.com. Anyway, no, that doesn't help, because I need these people to see what's going on. And they know, everybody knows, but until you see it, it's not real. Here, a previous client. No, a young couple, they were just starting their family. Turns out that they were fucked on their original lease. I don't remember if I felt sorry for them or what it was. I know even if I felt sorry for them, that didn't change my tactics. I was still gonna try to make money, because I had made a pact with myself when I first started working, where I said the only way to make money here is to make a lot of money on the car you sell, because that's how you get paid your commission. And what most of these guys are doing is they're taking advantage of Hispanics and certain customers that they believe are laydowns. It just means they're easy to take advantage of. They have money. Sometimes they can get money and you can take it from them without them knowing. I didn't like that they were really targeting Hispanics or my people, right? Because I'm Hispanic. That's how I saw it. Anyway, I said, that's not fair. So if I'm gonna stay in this, I'm gonna make it fair, and everybody's gonna get the same treatment. My tactics worked out better than what was going on. The people that work there, what they like doing was, if they see that it's like a certain race, and there's a stereotype in the business for every fucking race, but so you see a certain race and you say, okay, these guys are probably educated about the car buying process, maybe, maybe not, it depends on the salesman, but this is the thinking. These guys are probably educated, and even if I try to make more money, they're not gonna let me. They're gonna fight me on everything. So what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna give them the best price right away and cut the little song and dance. Not everybody does it. People do it differently. That's actually the worst way to do it. So they'll give up the lower price, the lowest price. They'll give you the best term, everything. And they would only do it to certain customers where they thought they were gonna be wasting their time. A Hispanic family walks in. Everybody, they fight over who gets the customer. You see a family of Hispanics walking into the dealership, everybody's fucking, it doesn't matter what point you're on, everybody's fucking watching and everybody's trying to get, is that my previous customer? Who is that? Like, they fight over them. You get them, you don't even talk about the price of the car. Why? Because they feel like they can trick them, and they can. Problem is, they can trick everybody. It's just with lower percentages. There's some truth to these stereotypes, unfortunately. But whatever. So they can trick them, and they take their money. They charge them outrageous fucking interest rates, like stupid high, and these people don't know. Why? Because they just say, oh, can you afford this much monthly? And the person says, oh yeah, I can do that. I need a new car. That sounds doable. That's kind of what I budgeted myself. And now all their money is going towards that payment. Problem is, that payment is paying for more than what they're getting. Their credit a lot of times is excellent. They can get the best interest. They can get the prime rate. They don't get the prime rate. They get 14%. I seen them get 20%. I made them get 20%. That was something else, not on good credit. But I mean, it's possible, and it's not just Hispanics that fall for it. You can do it to anyone. I learned by trying it on everybody. Anyway, they target the Hispanics. They hit them with a high payment. They're like, yeah, yeah, cool, cool. I'm not even gonna check with math. Fuck that. I'm buying a car. It's, trust me, you can get tricked so easily, because your mind is on a lot of different things. And the salesman's mind is on making that money. You're at a huge disadvantage, because they've done this 100 fucking times. And this is your second time buying a car, or your 10th time. Big fucking deal. So I made the website. I was like, okay, I'm gonna teach these people how to buy cars. First of all, my people, were. It's fucking crazy. It's kind of cool to see it. You know, just, I considered myself an outsider, because I didn't see that as a career. If there was anything that I was going to do as a career, it was going to be computer engineering. That's kind of what I am. I'm a computer engineer on paper. No, I do shit in real life too, obviously. This little website, front-end developer level shit, HTML, CSS, JavaScript, PHP. I'm okay with that. I'm starting to develop an app for myself, and I'm gonna try to grow this business with those skills. Right, that was my career path. Maybe if I took it, which I never saw myself taking a typical career path. I don't like people telling me what to do. Nobody likes it, but you have to put up with it sometimes. Working there was fucking crazy. I did whatever I wanted. I lasted about a year and a half, and then I got out to do this. I'll put something together. I'm not sure exactly where this is headed. I have an idea. I have a general idea of it. I've written it down. It's planned. The plan's in action. Anyway, the business was so I could teach people, hey, this is going on. Don't fall for it. Teach them how to negotiate, how to take care of their money, how to talk to these business people who are trying to take advantage of them, and then they can teach others. Don't get me wrong, I'll have a customer, and if they need my help and they call me and they want, you know, they want the service, I'll do it forever as long as they need me, or I'll show them how. That's more important to me. Show you how not to get screwed over. You show other people, and then people will stop getting screwed over. It doesn't have to be done personally, I don't think, if people are willing to read. So I'm putting the information out on the website. I have other goals, so I'll finish this. I'm gonna see this through till the end. We'll see what's up. I might not get any benefit from it. That's okay. Whatever. At least people will learn. Okay, bye. Thank you for listening.